Chad couldn't hang on the phone any longer, but he wanted to know what to plant next to his pool for a little bit of shade. And like everyone that calls to ask that, what's a non-messy tree?
There isn't one. So if I was going to plant a tree to give me a little bit of shade close to a pool, I would plant a mastic tree, which is probably about the cleanest thing I can think of. Gets just big enough to give you some shade, not too terribly messy. And it depends on, I guess, how close to the pool. But that would be the first one that comes to my mind would be a mastic tree.
Well, his other concern, of course, was the roots. And you've already pretty much addressed that. Whatever he plants, he just needs to be sure to water very deeply.
Deep watering. And, of course, a tree that doesn't get as big is going to have a root system that doesn't get as big either. So there, again, would be a reason to plant a little bit smaller type tree.
And I generally like natural plants and the scapes and everything, but something like that, shade sails are probably a little bit better of an option.
Pergola, good aluminum. These wood grain aluminum pergolas that we're putting up now are just awesome. You know, so yeah, something like that, or a shade sail, or a hedge of sour orange or something that's along the fence on the west side of the pool that maybe isn't going to hang out over the pool, but would block the pool late in the day and cause it to be in the shade. So, number of ways to go.
Well, I've got a request here. You've heard us talking about it before. The Tour de Coupe by the Valley Permaculture is an annual tour of urban homes in the urban area that have significant chicken coops. And not significant, but they've invested some time and they are narrowing that tour so that it's easier.
Like geographically narrowing?
Yeah.
Okay.
They would stretch from Arcadia to downtown Phoenix in the past, and they're narrowing it just to downtown Phoenix so you can get it all done walking or biking in the afternoon. So if you have a chicken coop or know somebody that does between Indian School on the north boundary, Buckeye on the south, 24th Street to the east, and 19th Avenue to the west, and you'd like to open your home to the Valley Permacultural Chicken Day Coop that happens later, and it's usually around November. I'm trying to find the date on this. November 14th this year. Contact the Valley Permacultural, VPAAZ.org. You know what they should do? And I didn't think of this till just now, but they should contact Gordon's Feed and have them
their customer base
put up a customer base,
little
and put up a
front.
Little sign. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, right.
That I've gotten chickens from just about every place in a 200-mile radius from our home, and my success rate with our chicks from Gordon's Feed is better than any other place.
How about
and they're
that?
Down on Broadway and Third.
So pretty much Broadway. Right in that area.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a tip.
I wonder if they raise chickens in Casa Grande.
No, but they do in Casa Grande.
Well,
I had a customer.
We never know what we say on air is just going to boom. And our emails have blown up over whether is it Casa Grande or Casa Grande.
Well, I had a third generation farmer, I won't give his name out, come into the nursery this week and buy some plants. And he just said, tell him it's all my life. It's Casa Grande.
Third generation. Got an email from Kay. I don't have a question. I'm a Phoenix native, 1940. I dated a Casa Grande boy in 1959. He was an outstanding baseball player in high school and drafted by the Baltimore Orioles. That said, everyone, in capital letters, in the Valley and in Casa Grande pronounce it the old Anglo way, Casa Grande.
You know, it's like it's like if you go to Colorado, there's a little town by Salida, and you would think it would be Buena Vista. Not if you're from there. Do you know how they pronounce it? Buena Vista.
Buena.
So that isn't how it probably, if you were teaching Spanish, that isn't how you would teach somebody to say it. And I understand. It's jacaranda tree. If you go into a nursery and ask for a jacaranda tree, they're going to look at you and go like, what? It's jacaranda. And it's, if you're going to go to, if you go to fill up gas station and you want to ask directions to Casa Grande, somebody in Coolidge might go, where?
She closes this email. She says, let the natives do our thing. We're dying out. We're not correcting you newcomers. You'll have your way eventually. And she says, same with Prescott.
Prescott? Prescott, not Prescott. Buena Vista, if you're in Colorado.
Like biscuit.
Buena Vista.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, you know, the Texans don't call it the Guadalupe River, do they? It's
Guadalupe.
So there you go.
The ongoing Casa Grande debate at Rosie on the House. I love
We're
it.
We're having
these,
fun with
it. I love it when these kind of things fire. Oh, by the way, I need some Vinca. I got to run down and see Ida next week.
Okay.
I was going to do it this week, and I got crowded out, but I
called
her.
Give me a one day's notice. I'll run it by your house.
Okay. I called her and told her I'm going to come down and deliver some Vinca for her.
All right.
What colors are available for her?
They're kind of mixed, reds, whites, pinks,
okay.
Purples.
We'll bring her an assortment.
Yeah.
All right. Check your watering schedules. Watering by the Numbers is a book that should be in every person's either bookmarked on your internet favorites.
They also have the inside the booklet. There's a little tear-off adhesive, little plastic card. You can put it in your sprinkler timer in the front door. It's great.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.